Winery owners were in Albany recently to step up their pressure on Governor Andrew Cuomo to reject a proposal to store liquid natural gas in the salt caverns along scenic Seneca Lake. The Innovation Trail's Jenna Flanagan has the story.
We demand that Governor Cuomo do the right thing and deny all these permits for gas storage on the west side of Seneca Lake.
That's Doug Hazlett, a Seneca Lake vineyard owner. Hazlett, like other members of the group, said the Finger Lakes' identity was based on their world-class wines and scenic beauty. That, says Willow Lean, owner of Oneida and Eagle Crest Vineyards on Hemlock Lake, can't be recreated.
Millions of people vacation in the Finger Lakes wine country each year. They come from neighboring states to escape the truck traffic, the noise, the air and light pollution of their state's gas and oil industry.
Olean also accused energy company Crestwood Midstream, who are behind the expansion plan, of being a bad neighbor.
They have lobbied to have their property taxes decreased significantly. They will not pay New York State sales tax on gas stored or sold in their caverns. And they have a track record of ignoring New York State laws and regulations since moving to New York State.
The group cited potential explosions or brine spills in addition to industrial truck traffic levels for their concerns. Crestwood has said it's safe to store natural gas liquids, or NGL, and crude oil in the caves and that such storage has been safely done before. Still, vineyard and winery owner Lou Damiani from Burdett suggested denying the permit would be a wise move for the Cuomo administration.
Governor Cuomo, give us a reason to help you win big in November.
The permits to allow Crestwood Midstream to store natural gas liquids in the Seneca Lake salt caves are waiting approval by the DEC, pending an outcome of an environmental impact statement. In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan for WRVO News.